And so they rested. And the next day, after they had breakfasted, they said goodbye to the porter and once again made their way down the path toward the celestial city. When they had journeyed 2 hours, the path took them into a strange, rocky hollow.
You think this is the Valley of Humiliation?
I don't know. Seems spooky enough.
The porter said we'd face our greatest enemy yet here.
I can't believe anything could possibly be worse than what I've already gone through. First I nearly drowned in a swamp. Then I almost walk into a volcano. Then some guys try to pin me to the wall with arrows.
Shh.
And then...
Listen.
I don't hear anything.
I know. The birds have stopped singing.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly, a hideous monster swooped down and landed on the path, blocking their way. It was 9 feet tall, with scales like a fish all over its body, wings like a dragon, claws like a bear, and fire spewing from its belly.
I am Apollyon, son of the devil. Prepare to die.
Apollyon moved forward, belching fire, the ground quaking at every step. Hope and Christian trembled with fear, but stood their ground.
Stand aside, foul Apollyon!
We're going to the celestial city to live with our king!
Fools! I am your king!
You were. We're loyal to another now, and we can't break our promise to him.
You broke your promise to me?
Because we learned the truth. We now serve our new master wholeheartedly.
You are wrong. You have already been unfaithful to him. You, girl, desire fame. And you, boy, fell in the bog of discouragement, climbed the volcano of folly, and were distracted by busy work.
We know we've done wrong, but our king will forgive us.
I am the enemy of this king. I hate him and his people. And I am not one who easily loses his subjects. Reject him and come back to me, and I shall double your wages.
No! Yours are the wages of death. We're now on the way of holiness and life.
Yeah, so move aside and stop hogging up the path.
So be it. By my infernal den, you shall go no further. Here will I spill your soul!
The monster lurched forward. Christian ran to meet him as Hope fitted an arrow of truth into her bow. The demon shot a hail of fiery darts at Christian.
Christian! Look out!
Good old shield of faith.
Suddenly, the demon screamed in pain as Hope's arrow found its mark in its side. A sweeping blow from Apollyon's wing knocked Hope to the ground, dazing her. Sword raised, Christian attacked. Apollyon rained down blows on him as he slashed madly with his sword. The battle raged fiercely for what seemed like hours. Christian fought bravely, but could not match the demon's strength.
Can't hold out.
Now I have you. Your weapon is out of reach. Your strength expended. And so, worm, your end has come. You are mine!
Apollyon slowly raised a sinister claw, but before he could bring it down, an arrow plunged into his neck.
Christian! Your sword!
Got it! Now, monster, die!
With all his might, Christian drove his sword through the demon's chest. Apollyon staggered back, mortally wounded. He turned and flew away, dripping blood over the fields as he went. Hope rushed to Christian.
You defeated him.
No, we did.
Ow! You're hurt. Let me help you.
They left the Valley of Humiliation relieved for the moment, though far worse things lay ahead. After Christian and Hope washed their wounds, the path took them to the darkest and most foreboding valley yet. Christian's book called it
The Valley of the Shadow of Death.
What else does it say?
To the narrow path you must stay aware and deft, and do not stray, for just to the left is a marsh so thick that once sucked in, a person will never be heard from again.
Well, I can see we won't be going to the left.
Wait, it continues. To the right a deep ditch tumbles straight down to hell, and further in lie other dangers as well.
Anything else?
One thing more. Be sure of foot and of one accord, your safety is found in the strength of the Lord.
Good advice. Come on.
Darkness enveloped them, so heavy they nearly cried out for light, any light. And after they had gone some distance...
Look! Up ahead!
Light! Oh, Christian, maybe the worst is over.
Oh, I don't think so. Smell.
Sulfur!
That light is coming from a fire. Does the book say anything about this?
Wait. Yes. The fires you see all too well burn hot and bright from the pit of hell. What do we do?
We keep going.
The pit belched clouds of evil-smelling smoke that stung their eyes as they passed. And then, a new danger.
What is that?
The souls of the lost! Hurry!
Too late! Here they come! My sword goes right through these things!
Kristen!
Whoa! They're trying to knock us off the path!
Go away, demons! Go away!
I can't make it without you. Reach out, please. That's it. Just a little more. I've got you. There.
Thank you, Christian.
Let's get out of here. And this time, keep going.
They continued on until at last the apparitions departed and they left the valley of the shadow of death. They no longer had their weapons, for when Hope fell, the sword and arrows were dropped in order that she might be saved. They rested briefly, then again started down the path, which after a while ran alongside a fenced-in meadow. And here the road became...
Ow! Rough!
Ow!
Uh-oh. Rain.
Well, good. It'll refresh us.
Look! A man up ahead! And he's going through a break in the fence.
Yes, but we should keep to the road.
I think it's a shortcut. Yeah, see how the road curves around? Let's cut across that meadow. It'll save us time.
Maybe, but...
There's a clump of trees in the distance, too. We can get out of the rain.
What if we lose our way?
If we can see the trees from here, then we'll be able to see the path from there. Come on, Hope. I don't want to get all wet.
Well, I suppose shelter from the storm would be nice. All right, then.
They went through the break in the fence and ran across the meadow to the trees just as the rain began to fall. And the going was easier, but they soon realized they'd made a terrible mistake.
Christian, it's getting dark.
I know.
And this isn't a clump of trees. It's a forest. A huge forest.
I know.
I think we should turn back.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
But the darkness confused them, so they stumbled further into the forest.
I can't see the path.
The rain washed it away.
We're lost, Christian. And the storm is getting worse. What should we do?
Over here, under this ledge.
They sheltered themselves as best they could and fell asleep. The next morning, they were awakened by shaking ground.
What?
Come on!
The misty light was blocked by a huge shadow. A pair of enormous boot-clad feet stopped directly in front of them, and an ugly face stooped down to look at them, its grim and surly voice booming,
"What are you doing on my private grounds? Stop that racket and answer me. What are you doing on my private grounds?
Please, good giant. We're poor pilgrims who are lost.
I am not a good giant. I am Despair, master of Doubting Castle. And yous are trespassing.
We didn't mean to.
That is no excuse. yous have trampled down my fields. I'll have to teach yous a lesson.
Ah! Oh!
The giant snatched the travelers up roughly.
Gotta get inside before the sun breaks through the clouds. I'm allergic to sunny days.
Where are you taking us?
To the dungeons of my castle. And you're doomed.
Giant Despair threw them into his dungeon and chained them to the wall with heavy chains.
Oh, please, sir. We meant no harm. Let us go.
No.
Can we at least have something to eat?
Eat? Ha ha! Ho ho! Ha ha! No. Not a crumb of bread or a drop of water. I'll teach yous to trespass. Come here. See that big pile of bones out there? Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
They're hideous. Ugh.
Right yous are, young lady. Them's the bones of other travelers who've trespassed on my property. I tore them to pieces, and tomorrow I am going to do the same to yous.
The travelers, sore and weary from their journey, tried to make themselves comfortable to wait out the long night ahead. Merciful sleep finally came to Hope, but Christian lay awake the whole night, upset over the trouble he had caused.
Oh, boy. Christian?
Sorry. Go back to sleep.
What time is it?
I don't know. A little before morning, I think.
Haven't you slept?
I didn't feel like it.
Why?
Because I got us into this mess. Let's cut across the meadow. I want to get out of the rain. And now I've wrecked it for both of us.
I came of my own accord. You can't blame yourself for that.
Thanks, but I think we both know the truth. We'll never get out of here.
Don't let despair pull you down. Apollyon couldn't crush you, nor could the Valley of the Shadow of Death. There's a way out of this as well.
We're in a dungeon chained to a wall. So hungry and bruised, we can hardly move.
But our strength comes from the Lord. Look, your book says it well. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Here, you try.
In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Deliver me speedily. They are nice words.
What's that?
I don't know. It fell out of the book. A key!
There's a word written across the top of it. Promise.
Guess it's been here the whole time.
Christian, try it on the locks on your chain.
Hope, it won't work.
There's no harm in trying.
Okay, but you can't just fit a strange key into a lock and expect it to open? I don't believe it!
It's the key of promise, Christian. Now my chain.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now the dungeon door, hurry!
But this can't work. It can't. It worked! Let's get out of here!
Open the door quietly. We don't want despair to hear us.
Right. Great. If he's completely deaf, he'll never know we're gone.
Which way do we go?
What gives here? How'd yous get out of there?
Not that way. Come on.
Yous won't escape.
He's gaining on us.
There's a light ahead. A door to the outside.
Yeah, a door with a gate.
I'll crush your bones with my bare hands.
Try the key.
I'm trying. It broke.
It's open. The key worked.
I got yous now.
Let go, you big bully! Stop squirming
before I...
What happened?
The sun! He's allergic to it, remember?
Yes! Let's get out of here!
Right behind you!
The travelers found the path that led to Doubting Castle, ran back across the meadow to the break in the fence. There, they fashioned a sign.
Through this break is the way to Doubting Castle.
All trespassers will be destroyed.
Take warning.
They fixed the sign to the fence and continued on where they'd left off. A day's travel lost, but an abundance of wisdom found. The travelers had now reached the Delectable Mountains. They washed in clear streams and ate fruit off the trees. Christian read from his book as they walked on.
Hey, according to this, we're almost there.
Then let's hurry.
Just ahead, they saw where a crooked lane met the path. And on that lane was a brusque man named...
Ignorance. I'm from the county of Conceit.
You're on your way to the Celestial City?
Yep. Started on this path this morning.
Oh, you didn't come by the way of the place of deliverance?
No. You expect me to go all the way back there?
Why, you must. You're still in your filthy rags.
So?
The ruler of the Celestial City will take you to be a robber or a thief.
Why? What'd I ever do to him?
You don't understand.
Look, I just want to hook up with some friendly faces on the way to the Celestial City. Not to get to the third degree. But I'm sure what you believe is fine, but it's just not for me. So if you just believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe, and I'll see you there.
But, poor fellow. He's in for an awful shock.
Maybe.
Maybe? You know there's only one path to the Celestial City.
And he's on it now.
But he got on it by breaking the rules of the journey.
So, we can't expect everybody to do things our way. Come on, I want to make good time while it's still cool.
Christian walked off and Hope followed, fearing that Ignorance had somehow gotten hold of her friend. They soon reached the top of a peak where stood a golden telescope. A sign there read,
"From here you may see the City of Light. If you have the skill to look through me right."
How wonderful! Yes, yes, there it is! I see it!
Let me try.
Oh, isn't it beautiful, Christian?
I don't see anything.
What? But it's there, sitting amongst the clouds. Try again.
Well, I see the clouds.
And that's all you'll see, because nothing else is there.
Huh?
Who are you?
My name is Atheist, and the Celestial City is an illusion.
No, don't listen, Christian.
Yes, Christian, do listen. I've been looking for the Celestial City for 20 years and have never found it. It doesn't exist.
It does. I saw it.
Deluded child. That sort of belief is just a crutch. But smart fellows like Christian and I know better.
We do?
Yes. Life is a struggle. You've seen that. Would a king who loves his people allow them to suffer so?
Well,
he allows us to go through struggles to refine us, as gold is refined in the fire.
Poppycock and balderdash. Is this what you want, Christian? Old wives' tales? Come with me and gain true knowledge.
You're wasting your time here. We will continue on. Right, Christian? Christian?
But what if he's right, Hope?
Ha! Good boy.
After all that's happened, how can you say that?
That's just it. I went through all those things, and when I finally get to the place where I'm supposed to see the Celestial City, it's not there.
Right you are, my boy, right you are. Let us be off.
No, Christian, just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it isn't there.
Nonsense, of course it does.
You don't see the air. How do you know it's there?
Because I breathe it. If I didn't, I'd be dead.
And so would we without the king. Christian, think of all those times you were trapped and always managed to escape.
So he's had good fortune.
No, those things weren't accidents. Christian, your life has a purpose. Please, look again in the telescope.
This is ridiculous.
If there's nothing there, then you have nothing to fear. But there is something there. I know it. Please, Christian, look and believe.
Okay, Hope. I'll look for you.
No, Christian. Look for you.
Christian walked back up to the telescope, took a deep breath, and slowly peered through it.
Believe. Help him to believe.
Well, well?
I still see clouds.
As I told you, nothing. Now let's be off.
Wait. They're different.
Well, clouds do change shape.
Not their shape, their color. Now they're gold.
Yes, yes!
No, white, gold, what difference does it make?
All the difference. Christian, you're seeing the Celestial City.
He's seeing the sun reflecting off the clouds.
The sun is still high in the sky. Believe, Christian, you must believe.
I do. I believe.
Oh, Christian, Christian.
Fine, chase after fairy tales.
What's the matter with me? I'm sorry, Hope.
You don't have to apologize.
Then, thank you.
Come, Christian. Let's go home.
They ran, and at the top of the steep rise, their belief was rewarded, for before them was the Celestial City. It was higher than the clouds, with dazzling walls and towers. They raced to it, but just as they imagined they were safely in, they suddenly came upon...
a river!
It's so dark and misty. It
looks pretty dangerous. There must be a bridge around here somewhere.
There's no bridge.
Mr. Evangelist!
You must pass through the river.
Is it safe?
No, but it's the only way to enter the Celestial City. It's the River of Death.
Death?
Here, this will give you strength. Summons from the king. You are to appear before him immediately.
Thank you, kind sir. Thank you. Come on, Christian.
Will I see you there, Mr. Evangelist?
Well, someday, Christian. Someday. You go on now.
Christian followed Hope into the river. The swirling water was strong, and more than once they thought they would drown. But soon the water became less deep, and they reached the other shore, where they heard a familiar voice.
Hello!
Ignorance!
You two are soaked.
Didn't you go through the river?
Through it? No. I hired Vain Hope, the ferryman, to take me across in his boat.
But you must cross through the river. And where's your summons?
Are you guys going to question me even now? Come on. The city gates are just up the hill there.
Ignorance ran ahead of them to the great city gates.
Hello! I'm here. Let me in.
The gatekeeper looked down from on high and asked,
Show me your summons, my friend.
Summons?
Yes, to prove you have come by the right road.
Yeah, well, I must have it here somewhere. Can't you just let me in without it? Please.
But there was no answer. Ignorance, unable to bear the silence, turned and walked away sorrowfully.
Oh, me, just for the sake of the sun.
But for Christian and Hope, the story was different.
We have our summons.
The king has sent for us.
And see him you shall. Enter into his rest.
This is it, Christian.
With crowns on their heads, in they walked through the gates on streets of gold. The bells of the city rang out joyously, for Hope and Christian had arrived. At long last, they were finally
home.
Thank you for tuning in to Kids Radio's Playhouse of the Airwaves, Pilgrim's Progress Revisited, based on the allegorical tale by John Bunyan, featured Sam Johnson, Lucy Cunningham Schultz, Bernard Walton, Tom Riley, Eugene Melsner, Connie Kendall, Bart Rathbone, and Harlow Doyle.
Private Eye, unquote.
Yeah, with engineering by Bob David. For all of us here at Kids Radio, this is John Avery Whitaker saying goodbye.
Witt called this story an allegorical tale. Do you know what that means? Well, an allegory is a story where the characters and situations are symbolic of a deeper spiritual truth. Can you think of some of the spiritual truths found in the story? If you can, think hard about how they apply to your life. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Pilgrim's Progress Revisited was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures and Odyssey.